miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Yes, and the show continues today at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We will get to some email questions and Dr. Mike's answers to those emails in this segment. Bridget's here to check in and to talk about some of her favorite stories of the week that Dr. Mike puts together every week for us. And I think you agree with me tonight that today that the one that I found most interesting, and I read about this earlier this week, about healthier foods and, you know, healthier foods and diet patterns. I think one of the things, Bridget, that I've talked about before, people kind of shy away from the healthier foods because they're they seem to be more expensive, but there could be some difference of opinion on that, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, and Joe, I always agree with you. So don't sound so surprised. But yes, that was my favorite story too, and I completely agree. But the interesting thing that this study—it's a meta-analysis. So they looked at all of the latest studies, and they analyzed. There was 27 of them from 10 different countries. They analyzed the price comparisons for healthy foods versus unhealthy foods by food group. And so what the most interesting findings to me, I think, was that they found for specific food groups that there's not much of a difference in price for healthier versus unhealthy options. So that those food categories were grains, snacks, and dairy that they found were pretty similar, whether you were buying healthier versions or less healthy versions. So, for instance, like refined grain crackers rather than 100% whole wheat crackers, something like that, would be those foods would be similar price, but providing more nutrients. And then they also found...
Go ahead.
And they also found that meat had the highest price difference, so that if you're trying to buy healthier versions of meat, that that's where you can really break the bank, and you'll be paying about 29 cents more on average per serving for a more healthy option compared to a less healthy option.
Yeah, and I've heard that it amounts to, I think it's a buck and a half a day. It's only that much more expensive that it's a dollar and a half, which is, you know, reasonable considering what you might spend on, you know, something else in a day.
Right.
So that's a big barrier to overcome. If it's that much, it's not bad. So, Dr. Mike, I mean, how do you get that message across in this age of a lot of promotion of the fast food places and the unhealthy foods?
I think the key on this is, in fact, finding out a way of getting the price down to being the same. So instead of $1.50 more, maybe we could, through the farm bill and through other things, subsidize the things that would be able to be made less expensive in this. And so rather than subsidizing the unhealthy food, we start subsidizing the healthy food and make it less expensive.
Okay, but how do you get the message to the masses? That's what I'm asking.
Smart advertising.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just got to be educating the way you and I are trying to do and Bridget's right. trying to do right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we still average, in this country, we eat 18 billion hamburgers a day. I'm not just talking about the fast food hamburgers. It's the gourmet hamburgers from the upscale restaurants. 18 billion a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of hamburgers.
That is. So well, there's got to be a meaning.
I think, too, that it's also convincing people of the long-term impact that it can have, choosing healthier foods versus less healthy foods. And although, like, $1.50 per day might seem like a lot, and that translates to about $550 more per year per person. So if you're a family of five, that could end up equating to a big difference. But when you look at the long-term investment, it's well worth it if you look at how much you're going to decrease the cost of a lot of associated costs that come with chronic illness. Right, Dr. Rosen? That's not my area
Absolutely.
Of expertise.
Yeah, well, that's where the battle is, right? Because you've got to successfully convey the long term message, the long term benefit of eating the healthy stuff, as opposed to the way you know, the fast food message is advertised as instant gratification. It doesn't take long, and it tastes good. So I think you've got to convince the public that in the long term, this is better for you. And I don't think they've successfully done that yet, but that's something they probably need to do. The other story that you like, I think, is the one that has to do with less physical activity for today's moms. Is that the one you thought was pretty interesting too, Bridget?
Yes, I think it's so interesting, especially because it follows last week's story, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, of the increase in sedentary behavior in youth and how that translates to a higher BMI in children. And so I think that it's so interesting that they've studied two different groups of women, one moms with children 5 years or younger, and then the second group were moms of children 6 to 18, and they looked at how much TV they watched and how much physical activity they get today compared to 4 decades ago. And I think that it makes a lot of sense to look at the mom's habits, because that's probably one of the driving forces to the increased sedentary behavior of the kids, because kids do a lot of the same things that their parents do. So I think that that might be where the childhood sedentary behavior and TV watching is coming from. So what they found is that compared to 1965, that moms with younger children, their physical activity fell from 44 hours in 1965 to less than 30 hours per week in 2010. And then for moms with older children, they decreased from 32 hours to 21 hours per week. And their sedentary behavior increased in both of those groups as well. And then they looked at stay-at-home moms compared to moms that are working, and they found that stay-at-home moms had twice the decrease in physical activity and larger increases in sedentary behaviors. And I would assume that they're attributing that to technology, screen time in general, you know, like iPads, computers, TVs.
Yeah. All right. So I'm more, really I always look for answers. What would be one of your solutions to fix this?
To fix it. Well, I definitely don't think that it's a fix that's going to happen overnight, but I think that things like the Wii or other gaming technologies that are coming out will be a good solution to maybe allow moms to engage in their TV shows or whatever and still be working out. And then I think that also just having some kind of community engagement so that you have the outlets to go work out at. Things like the Cleveland Clinic does, where they offer free gym memberships so that women who have children can work out on their lunch break or after work and then have time to go home and be with their kids.
You know, the Wii Fit, what is it, Wii Fit? Is that
and in
the,
fact, another one, Joe, might be...
Go ahead, sir.
Joe, another solution might be to do mobile, you know, if you put your TV on your iPad or iPhone, and walk around with it. So maybe it is using the mobile technologies in a way to encourage you to if you want to watch TV, you can still do that, but you can still get more physical activity doing it.
Yeah, you've got that treadmill in your office, right, with a desk and a desktop on front of it. You work and walk at the same time, right?
I do, but in addition, when I watch videos on my iPhone or when I watch... when I do, if you will, listen to other news or talk on the phone with other people, I do it walking around. So, you know.
And he puts his headphones in.
That goal of 10,000 steps a day, I keep the pedometer and I live it.
Great. All right, we'll get into hold that, Bridget. You can chime in after the we do the break here. We get to a break and then Dr. Mike will answer some email questions specific to bacteria and inflammation and obesity, and that'll be coming up after the break. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com, and a Real Age tip of the week too. Before the end of the hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.